Okay, we discussed last week Kabbalah, so this week I want to discuss Halacha, right, regarding the order of the Avodas. Last week was Kabbalah Saddam, this week we discuss Halacha Saddam. I know, Shechita, because Shechita is Ksheira Bizar. After this we'll go back to Shechita and talk about Lishlar Yishma, which is a whole separate discussion. We did Kabbalah, we're doing Halacha, next week is a big sugya, of course, that's Mefagel Bechatzi Matil, and Pigul, and that's all the hard stuff of Svachim. But until then, let's do Halacha. Now the truth is, it's not an easy sugya, and there's a lot of gemaras. So I'm trying to do it in the best possible way that it's not confusing. The right way to do it is to learn now a daf and a half gemara, and then say, but a daf and a half gemara is a lot of information. So even if I take out pieces, there's too many things. So I want to stick with two separate topics, and hopefully we'll make the bridge between them by seeing the questions. So let's start at the beginning. Gemara on Daf Yudalad on the Aleph on the bottom talks about halacha. The first thing on the top of the page. Boy name Rav Chizda. They asked Rav Chizda, halacha bizar mahu. Halacha, which is one of the Dalad Avodas, after the Kohen accepts the dam in a klisharis, Kabbalah. So you have to do halacha, you have to take the dam in a klisharis and bring it to the Mizbeach, upon which you take it and you do zrika on the mizbeach, right? Zrika on the mizbeach. So the Gemara's question is: Boy, name Rav Chizda, halacha bizar mahu? Could a non-koyen do the avoda of halacha? So he answers him: Rav Chizda ksheira. Umikra misayeni. I have a pasuk that tells like me: Vayishchetu es haPesach, veizriku haKohanim es haDam miYadam, vaLevi mafshitim. So you see that only by zrika that we could Kohanim starts. So the Gemara in the Havamina says Halach is okay with Kahan, with non Kohanim as well. So the Gemara asks the question: Masiv Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asks: Zor va'oinein shikar u'balmum bekabola b'halacha uvizrika pasul v'chein yeshe v'chein smoil. So in other words, all the psulim are no good. Amongst them, a zar, a non Kohen, starting from Kabbalah. Kabbalah, Halach, and Zrika. So clearly we see that a non-Kohen, a Zar, is possible by Halacha. Sigmar says, you're right. Tiyupta. Sigmar says, Rav Chizda Krokomar. Rav Chizda learned a Pasuk. It says that the Kahanim only did Zrika. So how then, well, at least doesn't talk about Kabbalah, but how then did they do Halacha with a non-Kohen? Sigmar says, answers, the Ovid Maisa Itztaba. What does that mean? He did the Kohen who did the Halacha, did a Maisa Itztaba. What does that mean? Like a Itztaba is a, what's that? A platform. Oh. Oim Dim Bim Koimon. Hazor Itzla Kohen Amakabil. In other words, the Zor, the Nam Kohen, stands next to the Kohen that's Makabil the Dam. Va Kohen Noisnaloi. And the Kohen gives it to him. And he holds it in his hand, this klisharis, until the other Kohen comes and takes it from him. And which means he's not doing anything. He's just standing there, right? And one Kohen accepts the dam and gives it to this Tzar. And the other Kohen comes and takes it from the Tzar and puts it on the Mizbeach. So in a way, he's not doing really halacha. He's just a ma'aser itztaba. He's just holding the dam in a klisharis. He's not doing a ma'aser halacha, and that's why it's okay. Okay. Not bein ulam mizbeach in the azara. Kachekalim. It's not bein ulam mizbeach. He's on the other side. It's not b'tzofrein, right? So therefore, it's okay. So that's what the Gemara says. A simple case. But basically, halach is pasul bizar. The Gemara continues right as well, looking further down the Amud, by the bays, the arrow by bays. Itmar nami o ma'ula ma rebeloza, halacha bzar psula afilu l'Reb Shimon. This machlok is in the Gemara, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, whether you can have a machshava psula by halacha, because the Gemara wants to say that halacha is really does not necessary. It's a non-necessary avodah, because technically you can shech the behemah right by the mizbeach. So Gemara says, therefore Reb Shimon says, you can have a machshava psula. So Gemara says, even though you cannot have a machshava psula according to Reb Shimon by halacha, because it's a non-necessary avodah,
But if the Zohar does the halacha, it's clearly possible. That's what Rashi says. Afilin Reb Shimon, the Afakav Dom Reb Shimon, lay possible machshav mishum the ain hefter kam and tolei ba v'loikim b'dvar miim le'echilo, aval avoida haveli possible zar, which means it's a regular avoida. If a zar does the halacha, the carbon is possible. Right? That's halacha number one about halacha. Halacha the zar is psula. Turn to the next page. Daf Yudalad on the day, Daf Tezvavim and Aleph, on the bottom of the page, the Gemara by Gimel. Hailicha zar ve'erzirai koyein v'chozar v'hailichai. If a zar, hailicha zar, if a zar takes, does the hailacha, which is no good, ve'erzirai ha'koyein, hold on 1 second. Yeah. Hailicha zar ve'erzirai koyein, if the zar does the hailacha, which is no good, ve'erzirai koyein, and then the koyein takes it from him. And then he does the walk again. So in other words, look at Rashi. Halichai zar by the arrow, by the star on the bottom. Halichai zar beregel. The zar walked with the klisharis. He did halacha, which is no good. Ve'erzirai koyin. Shavoida olav muteles. V'chazav halichai kosher. In other words, v'adatayin leil zar v'ayinam by halacha posul kishloi huchzera. Which means, if the zar did the halacha, but then a Kohen came and redid it. He retraced the steps and did this time a right halacha. And Rashi says, because halacha is different than Kabbalah and Zrika. Kabbalah, once you accepted the dam, the wrong person, then you can redo it. Zrika, once you threw the dam in the mizbeach, you cannot redo it. But halacha is the only avoda that even though you did it wrong, you can technically redo it. So the Gemara's question is, in other words, could you redo the halacha which is done b'psul through a zar? So pligibo b'nei rabchiyev rabbi anai, chadom akosher v'chadom apostle. Masoval, one holds efshel litkunei, that you can fix the posel halacha with a zar, and therefore you can redo it by doing it with a kohen. Umasoval, loy efshel litkunei. Another manoma says, you cannot refix it. So there's a question whether halacha, which is done, bizarre, which is possible, could you redo it with a kosher? Second question in the Gemara. So the first question we learned, halacha bizarre psula. Second halacha we learned is that there's a machlokes whether you can redo efshel litkunei or e efshel litkunei by halacha bizarre. Now halacha, which is done, bipsul, could you be misakin it? Could you not be misakin it? So then the Gemara says, next thing the Gemara wants to say. The Gemara wants to say, how about the opposite? It's not really relevant, but maybe we'll just throw it in because it's relevant for the next Gemara. The Gemara wants to say, Halichai Kayin Vichziroi Vichazav Halichazar. Which means, how about if the Kayin did the Halacha and then the Zar undoes what the Kayin does? In other words, the Kayin did the Halacha to the Mizbeach and then the Zar takes it and he rewalks it and he does the same thing. Could the Zar undo what the Kayin does? So you might want to say, maybe yes, maybe no. Then you might want to say, clearly it's no good. Why? The Gemara says, Rabbi says, my timer, Rabbi Mabdi Vapoys Apostle, my timer, Dot Tzorich La'amtuye. In other words, at the end of the day, you're right, it wasn't necessary, because the halacha was done already, but right now, the Gemara says, this klisharis has been removed from the Mizbeach. So right now the klisharis needs to get to the Mizbeach. So who does that? That final halacha, who does that final halacha? A zar. So David Gemara says, it's for sure no good. That's what Gemara wants to say. In other words, question number one, halacha bazar is no good. Halacha number one. Halacha number two, machlekes, if a zar did it, could the kohen redo it? Third thing is that even if you say the halacha was done correctly, but at the end of the day, now it needs to be brought to the Mizbeach. So now if the Kohen does it correctly, but now the Tzar took it away and he wants to rebring it, so right now it's not at the Mizbeach, it needs to be brought at the Mizbeach, that would make it possible also. Why? Because at the end of the day, we need this final Halacha, and it was done bizarre. Then the Gemara wants to say, this is as important. Hachi omle Rav Yemel Rav Asi This halacha, that even though it was done with a kohen, but now it's been removed, and at the end of the day you need it to be brought to the mizbeach, so that's really a halacha she'eina tzricha, right? Because it really wasn't needed. But because of the circumstance, you made this halacha, and now this halacha is needed. So is that make it, could you make it done? Is it possible if it's done with a zar, or is it not possible? So Gemara will say, that's the machlekes, Rebbe Lez and Rabbanon. What is machlekes, Rebbe Lez and Rabbanon? It's a tam. We learned in the Mishnah, Dafid Gimel, Rebbe Lez and Raimer, Hamahalech b'mokim shetzoch, lahalech, machshava peseles. In other words, to make we know that all the psulei machshava, if a kohen has a wrong machshava at the time of one adal davaydis, it makes the carbon puzzle. Shalai lishma, chutzis manu, chutzim kohen, we know that. So now the Gemara says that only, by halach, it only works if he goes b'makim shetzach lahalech. If we're supposed to go the halacha, that's where the machshava peselis. But makim she'ein tzach lahalech, ein machshava peselis. But if the halacha is not needed, such halacha doesn't pasul. V'amar Rava, Rava says, what does that mean? Hakol moedim, everybody agrees, kibloi b'chutz v'chnisoi b'fnim, which means, you did the Kabbalah far away from the Mizbeach, and then you brought it in towards the Mizbeach. In other words, you did the Kabbalah far away, and now you got to bring it closer to the Mizbeach. Zehu hiluch shetzoch lahalech. Clearly that's a necessary halacha, and therefore a bachshavu apostle over there. Kibloi bifnim v'hitziyai lachutz. If you accepted it right by the Mizbeach, and then you brought it out the opposite direction, right? You did a halacha the opposite direction, lachutz, out of the, going the opposite direction of the Mizbeach, zehu hiluch she'ein tzorich lahalech. Everybody agrees, even the Rabbanon agree, that that's not called a halacha, and therefore machshava cannot pasul. Le'nechleku, elef shechnisu, v'chaza v'itziyu, which is our case. In other words, they made a proper Kabbalah, and then they took it back out. And now you gotta want to bring it back in. Which the way Rava wants to learn is that this case whereby the halacha was done properly, was taken back out, and now you got to bring it back in, is that called a necessary halacha or not? Says Rava, machlik is Rebbe Lezer and the Rabbonim. According to Rebbe Lezer, it's not a necessary halacha, and therefore the machshava is not going to passel, and the Zar can do it. According to Rabbanon, it's a necessary halacha, and the Zar cannot do it. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Eish Rabbi, is Rabbi asked the question, Rebbe Lois Doimer, Hamahalech, Mokim Soch Lahalech, Machshava Peseles, Ketzah, the Brisa says, Rebbe Lozer says, that the, if you go, if somewhere which is a necessary halacha, then the Machshava can pass on Ketzah, Kibloi Bachut Vichnisu Lefnim, if you accept it on the outside, and you do a halacha towards the Mizbeach, Zehiluch Shetzach Lahalech, that's a necessary halacha. Kibla b'fnim v'yitziyah l'chutz zehiluch she'ein tzorach la'alech. That's a not necessary halacha. But chazrich nisa hiluch tzorach la'alech. In other words, even Rebbe Lozor says that the only one which is a non-necessary halacha is if you took, accepted it close by and you went the opposite direction. Then Rebbe Lozor says that's a not necessary halacha, and Rabbana says it's still called a halacha. But everybody agrees that if you accepted it nearby, you went out, and now you want to go back in? Both the Rebbe Lazar and the Rabbanon both agree that that's called a necessary halacha, and therefore the second shiloh we had is answered. That is, in a nutshell, the three gemaras that we have over here. A little confusing, complicated. Let's just get a quick recap. Halacha number one, halacha bizarre, no good, right? Clear. Halacha number two, can you fix the halacha bizar, unlike all the other avoidas, halacha might be fixable. The Gemara doesn't give an answer, debatable. Halacha number three, that the whole psul of a zar or a machshav which passels is only by a necessary halacha. The way the Gemara says at the end is a necessary halacha would be any halacha is a necessary halacha besides when you go the opposite direction. Then according to Rebbe Lazar, that's a not a necessary halacha. According to Rabbanon, that's a necessary halacha. So that's the three halachas which we learned. Right? Clear? Seth, you with me? Simple. Okay. Let's see the Rambam. Says the Rambam. Again, the first part of the Rambam is relevant to the first part of the Gemara, which I didn't want to do, because I didn't want to bring in a whole new thing. I'm not sure, maybe I should do now the whole thing. You ready to start now? It's too confusing. First do the Rambam. Okay, let's do the Rambam first. I'm not sure myself. But let's skip the first part of the Rambam, because we can't understand it yet. Maybe we'll come back to it. We'll get to that. Says the Rambam. V'amahalech b'mokoyim she'enoy tzorich. If you do a halacha on a place where it's not necessary, the Rambam paskins, harezu halacha, v'hamachsheva peshelas bo. The Rambam says, not like the Rebbe Lazar, not like the Gemara, if you do an unnecessary halacha, that's still called a halacha, v'hamachsheva peshelas bo. Ketzat skipped that, because we don't know the first case. Aval, Im kibel hadam bifnim, if you accepted the dam near the mizbeach, v'loy holach boy legabe amizbeach, el holach boy v'hitziyoy lechutz, but if you took the dam, you took it to the outside, that's an unnecessary halacha, wrong direction, v'choshav b'shas hiluchoy lechutz, b'machsheves hazmanu kiyaytze b'zor, harei zu poiseles. So the Rambam clearly learns that, again, halacha bizarre, the Rambam is going to say, is no good. Litkune, we don't know yet, we'll see soon. But the third pshat, where the Gemara says, seems to say that an unnecessary halacha is not a problem, you can do it bizarre, machshava cannot puzzle you. The Rambam learns that an unnecessary halacha in the wrong direction is still no good, it's going to puzzle. I know, is that chutz manoi? And
maybe it's not. So maybe it's in the middle. Maybe it's only
close to the Rabbah. What Machshavah says, money. You should have said. I know. Why are you saying Areza Priselis?
That means it's not Pigle.
Got it. Okay. Don't know. But a bigger problem is, the Ravid asks, is that it goes against the Gemara. Says the Ravid, Om Avram, Loim Nohil. It's not clear. The sugin kule kerebe lazo, the omar loishma halacha. We just finished the whole Gemara saying that according to Rebbe Lazar, everybody agrees, or at least Rebbe Lazar says, that if you go on the opposite direction, it's a halacha sheina tzricha, and it's okay. So why does Rambam not paskin like Rebbe Lazar? So the Mishnah Lemelech says, well, I'll tell you how the Rambam learned. The Rambam learned, not exactly like Rashi, but the Rambam learns that it's a machloikis. Again, Rebbe Lezer agrees that going inwards is a real halacha. The Rebbe Lezer also agrees going out and then going inwards is also a real halacha. Right? That's what the Gemara said. But Rebbe Lezer says going outwards is not a real halacha, and you cannot make a machshava psula. That's what the Gemara says. So the Rambam says, that's Rebbe Lezer. But not the Rabbanon. And I pass him like the Rabbanon. And therefore Rabbanon argued Rebbe Lazar, and therefore Rabbanon holds that going outwards is also called the halacha. So the Mishnah Melech says, so the Ravid asks, however, that the whole Gemara says clearly not like Rebbe Lazar. So which Gemara are we talking about? The Gemara brings down a machlokes, Rebbe Lazar Rabbanon. Which whole Gemara is he talking about that he asks the question, what's that in the Ravid? Look in the Mishnah Melech number 2. Mashakos Rabbeinu. Avim kivul adam b'fnim, v'soipe kam d'zvachim t'nam. Rebbe Lazar Omer, hamal mokim shorach l'alech, v'shevet b'seles. Mokim shein shorach l'alech, em ha'shor b'seles. V'morf ligi b'firush el rova. Omar, hakol moedim kivul chutz v'ichnis b'fim, zel ha'shor shorach l'alech. Kivim v'otsi ha'v chutz, zel ha'shein shorach l'alech. V'nechim b'chutz v'chutz 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 if you go back in v'chutz 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 keep ligi v'chutz 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 V'choshav eisar tzasoy. L'Rebbe Lezer loy choshav alacha, ul'Rabbonon choshav alacha. V'Rabbeinu pasuk Rabbonon, v'alib edavaya. V'arayvin hisikalov loy nohir. The sugim kulik Rebbe Lezer, d'omel loy shmo alacha. And you're all trying to understand, what is this Ravid talking about? Which whole sugya is like Rebbe Lezer? The Gemara brings down, machlek is Rebbe Lezer and Rabbonon. The Rebbe Lezer says, you're going the opposite direction, it's not called alacha. The Rabbonon says it is. Rabbi Elazar even agrees, going back out and going back in, that is the halacha. So Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan have only one case of machlekes, going out. So the Rambam paskin, like the Rabbanan. So what's the Rabbi busy with the Rambam, that the whole sugya is mashma, not like Rabbi Elazar, is mashma like Rabbi Elazar? Which sugya is he talking about? Says the Mishnah Melech, I'll tell you which sugya he's talking about. A whole new sugya. So we gotta learn the whole new sugya, and then we'll learn to see what the Rabbit means. And the Rabbit is so correct that we don't have Pshat and the Rambam, and that's what the Shia is going to be about, Pshat and the Rambam. So let's start from the other sugya. Any questions on this sugya? Yossi, you following this sugya? Halacha, bizarre, no good. Question whether Efshalit Kune or not Efshalit Kune. And new machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan, halacha in the wrong direction, is that called halacha? Not Rabbi Elazar says, not halacha. Rabbanan says there's halacha. The Rabbi says, how can the Rabbi paskin like Rabbi Elazar, like Rabbanan, the whole sugya is mash Rabbi Elazar? Which sugya? What are we talking about? Says the Mishnah Melech, it's a different sugya. Another sugya on Daf Yudalad on the base, on the bottom. Next sugya. You see we have in the first page, A1. It's in that same sugya, but it's a different aspect of the sugya. You have the first page? Yes, you have it. A1. Says the Gemara, Iboilu. I had a question. You have it? The big arrow. Right? The big arrow, yeah, the big arrow. Hey. Iboilu. Haylocha shaloi beregel, shma haylocha, oiloi shma haylocha. New question. We're doing halacha today. Haylocha shaloi beregel. What does that mean? If I make a haylocha not beregel, not with my foot, is that a haylocha or not? Says Rashi. Which means, if I make a halacha shaloi beregel, what's a halacha shaloi beregel? Rather than walking with the klisharis towards the mizbeach, which is a halacha, I'm just passing over the dam towards the mizbeach to another kohen. So I'm bringing the dam closer to the mizbeach, but it's shaloi beregel. Does that qualify as a halacha in so much that if a zar does it, because a halacha bizar is possible, it's no good, or if I have a machshava psula, it's no good, or maybe that's not called a halacha to possible anything because it's done shaloi beregel? That's the most question. Iboilu, halacha shaloi beregel, shmo halacha, halo shmo halacha. So Gemara says, Tashma, mechein yeshu, mechein smo possible. Okay, skip that. Toshma. Next case. Shochad Yisrael, the Kibbel HaKoyim, by the Korban Pesach, so one Yisrael would checked it, the Koyim would accept it. Nos lechaveiro, lechaveiro, lechaveiro. In other words, there were so many Kahanim over there, they wanted everybody to be part of the Korban Pesach, so rather than giving it over and walking to the Mizbeach, each one just passed it to the other Koyim. So what type of halacha did they do over there? You're telling me they didn't do a halacha by Korban Pesach? So Gemara says, Hosam 90, the 90 puto. Each moved a little bit. So it went like this. You know, they went like this. It moved a little bit. That was enough. And therefore, Kamashalam, Bereibim Hadas Malach. Fine. That's another case where Halacha was Beregel. Very small, but Halacha Beregel. Tomorrow says another case. Toshma, Kibel HaKosho, V'Nosan LePosul, Yachzir LeKosho. Tomorrow says, if the Kosher accepted the Dam, the Kohen accepted the Dam, and then he gave it to a posel, to a czar, right? Yachzir lekosher. You can give it back to the original guy, says Rashi. Yachzir lekosher, shenoseloi. Vashminon tatibo. Chadle mirso by the afske psul. Fine. Vashminabo, the lochazu, shosra kosher, shaloi beregel, shoishid the psul, shoyaimisamizbech, lay nasa dechsho, veloish mohalocha. Vikoni yachzrele, mishenoseloi. In other words, you tell me like this. In other words, why does the second guy, right? The Kohen accepted it, and he pads it over to the Apostle. So why does the Apostle have to give it back to the original Kohen? If you tell me Halacha Shlei Beregel, it's called the Halacha, so then the guy, the Apostle who received it, he didn't do anything. He's a Maisa Itzaba. He just held it. But the guy who handed it over to the Tsar, that could be called the Halacha Shlei Beregel, Shmo Halacha, and the next Kohen should come and just take it like that. Why does he have to go back to the first guy? So clearly we see the fact that you have to go back to the first guy, Halacha Shlei Beregel, Lo Shmo Halacha. So Gemara says, no. When it says that you give it back to the kosher, it means that the next guy can take it and take it further, because the halacha shlei beregel is just called the halacha. So that's question in the Gemara. In other words, halacha shlei beregel, yes halacha, not halacha, that's the question in the Gemara. Then the Gemara wants to say, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, halacha shlei beregel, halacha. Clearly halacha shlei beregel is not called a halacha. In other words, if I just pass it over to somebody without actually walking, it's not called a halacha. The Gemara's question is, Efshal itkuna, Eloi efshal itkuna. Am I allowed to reach fix it, or am I not allowed to fix it? Which means, what happens? Look in Rashi. Bein shos zah, bein shos koyin amrinon, dein halacha, upsula, loy nasish loy kilchosa. It was not done correctly. Miu, yesh lo latkona lachzira lachoyra velachzir loy levrego, or ein latkona. Same question. Let's say the koyin accepted the dam in a klisharis, and rather than walking to the Mizbeach, right, he passed it on to the other guy without moving a foot, and the other guy is about to do the Zrika, it's right near the Mizbeach. It was a halacha, it was brought to the Mizbeach, Shalai Beregel. So he must say, no good, not a good halacha. You didn't do a halacha. So now the question is, it was done no good. Could you return it back to the guy, the first Kayin, and walk it over, or not? Halacha Shalai Beregel, Leishma halacha. Efshalitkuna or Yefshalitkuna? That's the Gemara's question.
Why is it
the what?
Why do you need a tikkun at all?
You didn't do a halacha.
Yeah, but you know, if you shecht right there and you don't do a halacha, it's also okay.
That's a shaila. Yeah, you're right. I don't think it's correct. Machlokes, no?
It's only Efshalitkuna meaning if the Kohen gave it to a Zohar. If the Kohen gave it to another Kohen,
yeah.
We know that then it's
normal. Why? The Gemara wants to say halacha shel brega lo yishma halacha. Why not? It was not a good halacha.
No,
so maybe puzzled.
It's between Zrika
though.
Huh? It's not a negative, it's a zero.
Maybe so what's the difference? It's not called a halacha. But maybe if it's loishma halacha, it's not good halacha.
Then what is it?
I don't know, maybe puzzled. So that's the most question. So slow down. You
didn't do the Zrika yet.
You didn't do the Zrika yet.
So why would it be puzzled?
Because right now it was halacha shlei brega. I mean, there was that's his question.
Correct.
So the Gemara has a question.
After the Zrika,
I got it. Then it's too late already. There's nothing to talk about. But that's the most question. Yesh lo tekan lachzir lachoyro velachzir lo lebrego, or yein lo tekanah. That's what Rashi learns. Right? Don't know. You're all asking good questions. But Rashi's question, Rashi. No. Bein shos azor, bein shos tekanim. Doesn't make a difference. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Toshma, kibel akosha. V'nosan l'posel yachzir l'kosher, which means alma efshel l'taken. Right? Clearly, you see that even if you hold halach shalay b'regel is loishma halacha, but the fact that you're able to give it to the guy and it was halach shalay b'regel because I brought it closer to the mizbeach, I gave it over to the tzar. The tzar didn't do anything; he just held it, but it was halach shalay b'regel. And halacha is yachzir l'kosher. So you can give it back to the original guy. So you see clearly, efshel takna. So the Gemara says, mi savres de kaizo gavoi, loy de kaizo baroi. Which means, maybe over there you could be misakin it, really halacha shlei beregel, efshel takna. Why is this okay? Because the guy was on the other side. The guy was nechutz. So that's definitely not a halacha. In other words, even if you hold halacha shlei beregel, efshel takna. But the guy on the other side, that's for sure no problem, because that's clearly not a halacha. So what do we see? That this Gemara holds that halacha in the wrong direction, even if you hold halacha shalei beregel, is no good. And yef shalatakna, it makes it possible. But if it goes to the wrong side, clearly it's not a halacha. So, by the way, that's the Mishnah Melech says, do we see the Gemara learns, again, the Rambam says halacha bezal. One second, halacha bezal is no good. And then the Rambam says, and also, if you do the wrong direction, we hold that that's called a halacha, and it's not going to be either. So the Rambam says, what do you mean? The Gemara here wants to say halacha shlei beregel is no good. And the Gemara wants to say yef shalatakna. And still the Gemara says that if you go in the wrong direction, then everybody agrees it's okay. So clearly we see the wrong direction is not called halacha at all. That's one question that you have. Slow down. That's where the Mishnah Melech learns. Itmar, says the Gemara, Omar Ulam Rabbi Yechanan, Hailacha Shalai Beregel, Psula. Ula says the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Hailacha Shalai Beregel, if you make a halacha without moving, it's possible. Alma Lech Litkuna. So you see, you cannot fix it. So you might want to say, so much so, Hailacha Shalai Beregel is no good, and Psula means you cannot fix it. Done. You did a loch shleib regel, no good. By the way, I can hear that psul. The psul is, if you brought it closer towards the mizbeach, without walking it, you did a krevel and mizbeach, you did not do walking, boom, it passed on the carbon. So a loch shleib regel, psula. Right? Am alef shletkuna. So you might ask a question, eser ad nachman ulo, nishpach minakli ala ritzpa. The loch is, we saw last week, that if the dam falls, after it falls into the Kli Sharis, it falls in the ground, Vasvai, you gathered it, it's kosher. So the question is, wait a second, the Gemara asks the question. Maybe after it fell, Seth, listen to this, maybe after it fell from the Kli onto the ground, it spilled onto the ground closer towards the Mizbech. And that's a Vishalei Beregel. So you see, Halacha Shalei Beregel is kosher. The Gemara says, Nishma Nekil HaGitva is kosher. The Gemara says, no. The blood only spilled the other way. Again, halach shle beregel is no good. And yef shle letakna. But for some reason, the other direction, again we see, is not a problem. Why? No, only outside the azar, not outside the thing. No. It goes in the other direction, away from the mizbech, so it's not a what's name. So that's why it's okay. So the Gemara wants to say, Lebroi nofik gavoi loyayel, Gemara says, b'mokim medroin, it's on an angle, so it only goes in one direction. That's one test, Gemara. And then Gemara wants to say, boy, that a tiny bit of beer, kinishmal ritzel, also a puzzle, liflek bididay, medvom kishlechut, and liflek bidin puzzle. In other words, why do we have to say that the only time nishbach is no good, if it falls directly before it hits the klisharis, why can't we just say, if it falls even after klisharis, it falls on the, towards the mizbech is also no good? So Gemara says clearly to Yufta that we see that even if you hold that Hailacha Shalai Beregel towards the Mizbeach is no good, but Efshel Litkunei, and therefore, if it falls on the ground after it hits the Kli Sharis, it falls on the ground and it's Hailacha Shalai Beregel getting towards the Mizbeach, you can pick it up, move it back the other direction, and do again Hailacha Beregel. So what do we see from this Gemara? Two things we see from this Gemara. Number one, we see Hailacha Shalai Beregel is not called Hailacha, is no good. But we also see that that Efshal Litkunei, the Gemara says Tiyufte, which means that if it does go closer to Mizbeach with the Hailacha Shalai Beregel, it's still okay. In other words, you can fix it by moving it back and then redoing it, Efshal Litkunei. But we also see that if you hold Hailacha Shalai Beregel is no good, and you hold Efshlet Kunei, which means it makes it possible, nevertheless, a halach in the wrong direction is clearly okay. That's not going to be a problem of a halach shleib regel. So the Mishnah Melech says, so that's the kasha on the Rambam. Look at number 3. V'ani savur, shetaymer shel raivet. What does the raivet say? The svirelei, if you tell me that going in the wrong direction, back in the page number 3, if you hold that salachut chashav alacha pasul machshava, who adim the moitzia zalachut pasul k'moishu pasul by alacha mechein alibe demand omar halacha shlei beregel the efshalit kunei. If you hold the halacha shlei beregel is no good, and e efshalit kunei, which means it's pasul, just like Hailacha Bazar is possible, Hailacha Shleib Regel is also possible, Efshlet Kunei, or Yetzir Shleib Regel, Nifsan Zerach, the Chivin Chashiv Eitzah, Locha Leigin Machshavu, and the Chodir Locha Shleib Eitzah. And we gmore Hikshel Man Noma, Yefshag Locha Shleib Regel, Mid Nakin Lokash, etc., Vitiyatsu, Misav as the Koi Zagavoy, Loi the Koi Zabroi, the Mashma, the Eitzah Bukhut Shleib Regel, Lechosh Locha Leib Regel, Vimkein Huadin Leigin Machshavu, Lechosh Locha Bukhim Nezugin, Kerebel Lazar. That's exactly what the Mishnah Melech learns. In other words, how could the Rambam say, in this seemingly innocuous Gemara, that the Gemara says, again, there's two Gemaras. Gemara number one says, Hailacha Bazar, no good. Says the Rambam, Hailacha Bazar, no good. But, if you go in the opposite direction, then I paskin like the Rabbanon, even though Rabbi Elazar says it's a halacha shein etzricha, says Rambam, halacha b'zar is no good. If it's zar or the wrong machshava in the opposite direction, I paskin like the Rabbanon, no good, and it's going to pass the carbon. The Rambam paskins like that, clearly, that if you walk in the wrong direction and you have a machshava psula, or a zar does it, same thing, it will be no good, pasul. So the Rabbi says, why is the Rambam paskin like the Rabbanon? The whole sugi is like Rabbi Elazar. So let's ask, which whole sugi is like Rabbi Elazar? So I'll tell you which sugi is like Rabbi Elazar. There's another halacha. Halacha shloi b'regel. Now we happen to hold, halacha shloi b'regel is not, no good, but after the tkunen, you can fix it. But there's a tzad in the Gemara, that halacha shloi b'regel is ef shloi tkunen. That means, if I brought the dam closer to the mizbeach without walking, the carbon is no good. Ef shloi tkunen is no good. And nevertheless, the Gemara says, in such a case, if I bring it away from the Mizbeach, Shalai Beregel, it is good. We don't hold the problem. So clearly we hold like Rebbe Lozer. So how could the Rambam not pass like Rebbe Lozer if the whole previous sugya is like Rebbe Lozer? That is the way the Mishnah Lamelech understands the Rabbi's question. It doesn't understand Shatan the Rambam. What does Rambam mean? Hear the question? Everybody follows? That's what Chaim learns, just quotes the Mishnah Melech. You want to read number 3b? The Chaim in the Sefer. V'mahal ha-mokam she'en socha ha-reiz ha-loch v'machsheva p'selas. V'asogas, the Raivet, lo'y nohir, the sugim kula k'rebel oza. Do'amu lo'y shmo ha-locha, atkan ha-shoyin, ha-bi'o ha-dvorim, the bezvochim dafta zvov kom ha-shom ha-gmora. Do'y locha shloy bregel, lo'y shmo ha-locha. Upligi shom ha-moy rimesh tkunei, lef tkunei, u'maisi gmora mod na l'kamon b'daf lamed beis. Nish mo mekele ritz bavosh v'kosho, shom mekele ritz v'zetshe, hagi d'ef shi l'tkunei, u'mishani yang mod v'ayik z'nok tol b'chut, hagi l'ed di kalb chut, lo yishchi v'locha, v'chein poz v'gam l'av v'locha. Same thing, like the Mishnah Melech, that's the way Reb Chaim understands the Mishnah Melech, which makes sense. Again, the Rambam holds that the wrong direction is not considered, is no good, and it's called a halacha, but regarding halacha shloi b'regel, in the Havamin of the Gemara, where Halacha Shloi B'Regel is also no good, but the wrong direction, it's not going to pass it. Why not? What's the difference between both cases? Seth, what's the answer? What's the huge difference? Everybody understand the question? Yes, you understand the question? You understand that? You have an answer?
I'm trying to
figure it out.
Yeah, whether,
Yisrael, what's the answer?
Because you say Halacha
Shloi B'Regel
Shmei Halacha,
doesn't
mean that...
Lo Shmei Halacha. Halacha Shloi B'Regel, Lo Shmei Halacha.
As
what?
We're not saying
okay. So therefore what?
So if it's going the wrong direction, and it's going the wrong direction, and it's Lo B'Regel, so then fine, then we'll say that it's Epsilon Kune. But if you have one problem, either it's Halacha Shloi B'Regel the right way, or if it's Halacha B'Regel in either direction, you have one problem.
You're saying one problem as opposed to two problems? That's fixable, that's not fixable. Okay. Okay, perhaps. Easy answer. What? So therefore what? You answer something, but what does it mean? Correct. Correct.
But
halacha shalei b'regel, the wrong direction, even if the old halacha shalei b'regel is no good, and he has shalei tkunei, but the wrong direction, that's not going to be a problem, you can redo it. So therefore what?
So you don't have to follow the halacha that says halacha is no good. Because when you're walking the wrong way, it's not even halacha.
So therefore what?
So therefore the pshat that we say that if you do halacha and you don't do it the right way, it's no good. But I didn't do halacha. Not
that you can
do it the right way.
So why the man Namu says halacha shloi b'regel, which he holds leishma halacha, right? Leishma halacha, and he still says you cannot fix it. Leishma halacha, but you cannot fix it. I didn't do the halacha, so he says yes, the kunei. This man Namu says like that, right? Yeah. If Yerchan says halacha shloi b'regel, leishma halacha, I didn't do anything yet. But still it's possible, because if I brought it to the Mizbeach in the wrong way, that's going to possible it. So why the opposite direction is not going to possible it? That's the question. You answer something, you're not being magdir correctly. Let's see Ibrahim. So Ibrahim said like this. Let's start from the beginning. Ibrahim said like this. Let's start from the beginning. Halacha lemaisa. How do we pass him? There's two sugyas. Halacha bizar and halacha shalai beregel. So what's halacha? Is it efshelet kune or efshelet kune? What's halacha? So Ram said like this. V'nir loyma, number four. Dinei, harei maskinen hasam, the efshelet kune, hecha da'ovit, halacha shalai beregel. Which means, halacha shalai beregel, correct? Efshelet kune. Which means, you'll have to fix it. B'chein posk haram pe'egal mechus du'zeh megdoshim. D'kibel ha'koshim nosan apostol, yachzi l'koshim. U'fosak zayit b'stoma. V'loi chilek b'enim nosan al-tzat chutz, or al-tzat b'enim. V'hayin mishum, d'kaim alon, the efshel l'tkune. U'rimas ha'gmor l'achman d'omar, the efshel l'tkune b'tiyufta. In other words, the Rambam paskins, and basically says, the Rambam says, ha'ilocha shaloi b'regel, efshel l'tkune. You can fix, no problem, do it over. Ha'ilocha bizar, efshel l'tkune. Where is this Rambam? He says, look in the Rambam in Chav Zayin. Perek Aleph Halacha Chav Zayin. Let's read the Rambam together. Kol hazvachim shekibel domom, echad min apsulim la'avoida, oish ha'olech es adam le'mizbeach, means, what's ha'olech es adam le'mizbeach? That halacha was done with a zahar. Oish zok le'mizbeach yilchasoi, nifsal ha'zevach. Right? No good. Zahar, halacha bizar, no good. Kibel hakosher v'nosan l'apostol v'loi halach boy apostol. It was no halacha bizar. Ela amad b'mkoymoi, but it was halacha shalai b'regel because he passed it over to the guy closer to mizbeach. Yachzi l'kosher. So what's the Rabban Paskin? That halacha shalai b'regel efshelit kunei. Avol dam shalicha apostol avoide v'yichzir l'kosher v'ylichoi. Oy shalich hakayin tchila v'zir l'nos l'pos v'lichoy, hoy v'lich hapos v'tchim v'soyf, nifshal ha'zovach, she'ef shal etakin dov v'zeh. So Rambam clearly says that hoy locha bizar i'ef shal etkunei, and hoy locha bizar beregel i'ef shal etkunei, hoy locha shalai beregel ef shal etkunei. Clearly, what's the difference? Why does the Rambam paskin one way garning l'tkunei? Two Gemaras. We saw machlekes in both Gemaras. Why, when it comes to halacha bizar, efshel l'tkunei, and halacha shalai beregel, efshel l'tkunei? But what's the reason in Svara? Says, I know it's clear, not like that. But what's the difference in Svara? Come on, you all said the Svara.
One case I did a bad halacha, the other case I didn't do any halacha.
That's it. Very simple. Zeb Chaim, Uve Emes, they all said this. Right, Uve Emes. Shekeni Yasvara Pshuta, number 5. The halacha beregel bizar, the havi, read inside. Halacha beregel bizar, havi halacha. Him kein honasas avoida bepsul. Halacha bizar, halacha is a regular halacha. The zar did it, so it's done bepaslos. If it's done bepaslos, you cannot fix a wrong avoida. Mashain kein halacha shalai beregel, kivan de leishma halacha, him kein ho adayin leinasas. Shuma avoid the klal. What he says, it's not pshat. It's a pasul avoider. Halacha shlei beregel. Wait, halacha shlei beregel. Loish ma halacha. No, I know. But there the Rama says that the whole pasulus of the halacha is that it was loish ma halacha, which means it's not called the halacha yet. What was the psul over here? That you caused it to be brought to the Mizbeach without doing a halacha. Right? You lost the opportunity to do a halacha. Says the Rambam, no big deal. Bring it back and redo the opportunity. In other words, halacha bizar is a wrong halacha. You did a halacha bizar. What's possible? Halacha shle beregel, you lost the opportunity to do a proper halacha because you got ready to the Mizbeach without doing it properly. Says the Rambam, efshelet kunei. Bring it back and remake that opportunity. That's what he says. Look what he writes. Im kain, kiven de leishma halacha, im kain, ha'adayin le'naseh shum avoyde klal. Ela de goram, shatavata la'ilacha. Kiven de kivoy eitzal mizbeach. You brought it right to mizbeach, and you didn't do the halacha, you didn't do it, you lost the opportunity, Aken shapim b'chalkinum. Deheichu d'hoilich zar, hare nasas avoida lecha b'paslis, v'nasa b'dova poisla. Ukele kaimlon, d'zar mechal avoida. V'alken yefshe letkunen. You can't fix something. It was done wrong. Ma'ashein kein b'aloch shle b'regel, d'loi chashiva aloche klal. V'im kein, ha'les b'adayin shum d'ova poisla. Ela d'goram, shle yuchel asa b'avoida locha. You cause, you ready at the mizbech, you can't do aloch anymore. Vakay ma'achas shechaz ve'chika, dahash tuchel asa b'avoida shalocha, shapi ma'ane tikun, makes a lot of sense. Says Abchaim, that's the next step, yes?
It's kiruv.
But the whole psul was only that the avoida wasn't, you lost the opportunity. The avoida was done, but it wasn't done, right? It wasn't done yet. Loishmo alocha. And you're ready after Mizbeach. He said, no big deal. Move it away from Mizbeach, not a big deal. Missing the components of the avoda. Correct. Correct. And by Shalei Lishma, the famous of Rishmav. Yeah. Okay. We got it. Fine. Now, 1 second. So now, before he brings the rising Rishmav, because I'm losing the train of thought. So he says like this. So if that's the case, so it's a big difference between both these lumdas if I go in the other direction. Why? If I'm going in the other direction to begin with. So where the svara is that I made a halacha bizarre is a halacha psula. So if Chaim says going in the other direction is also a halacha, it's also a halacha, passing like the rabbanon, also is a halacha. It's a halacha with a zar. It's no good. It's going to pass on. But if the whole problem of a halacha towards mizbeach shalai beregel is just that I missed the opportunity because I brought it closer to mizbeach without doing the halacha. But if I brought it further away from the Mizbeach, I didn't even miss the opportunity. Because I never brought it closer to the Mizbeach. So clearly, what are you showing me from over there? That a man that says, halacha shlei beregel is no good, and nevertheless going the other direction is good. Why is halacha shlei beregel no good, according to the man that you cannot fix it? Because I brought it already to the Mizbeach, and I lost the opportunity, and boom, I can redo the opportunity that I lost. But that's only if I lost the opportunity. If I went in the wrong direction, I never lost the opportunity. See, even if you hold a lachash lei beregel is no good, and you cannot fix it, but that's only if I lost the opportunity. But not the etzimut puzzle. So if I go in the opposite direction, I never lost the opportunity. So therefore, even a man almost says a lachash lei beregel is no good, and I cannot do it again, but he would agree if I go in the wrong direction, then it's never lost the opportunity, and in such a case, you can do it again. So what do you bring me, Raya, that a Rambam, how could a Rambam Paskin going in the opposite direction is what? Is considered a halacha and is no good. If the Gemara says nakul halacha, according to Manam Ashlacha, Shloi Beregel is no good. Nevertheless, the opposite direction is yes good, because it's two different psulim. By halacha with a zar, it's a real halacha. So the halacha with a zar makes a puzzle. So the Rambam says going in the opposite direction is also halacha. It's a locha bizarre, it's the wrong direction, but it's still a locha. We pass it like Rabbanon, it's no good. What are you telling me? But how could Rama say that? The other psul of a locha is a locha shalai beregel. And there we say, according to the mandama, we hold a locha shalai beregel is yes good. Because you lost the opportunity, you can do it again. But even if you hold, once you lost the opportunity, you cannot do it again, that means actually it's no good. But that's only, it's not really psul. It's only because you lost the opportunity, because you brought it to Mizbech, you don't get a second chance. But that's only if you lost the opportunity. But going the opposite direction is not losing the opportunity. So therefore, there everybody would agree that the opposite direction is not a psul. So the,
what?
And there's no such thing. That's gone already. Can't do it again.
We have enough meaning.
Oh, that's another halacha. Yeah,
no, but if you have to be here, didn't do anything bad, why is halacha in the wrong direction?
Because halacha, that's all different. We're halacha in all the other avodas. Halacha, damn, once you throw it, you're finished. Halacha, you can do it again.
But why would you consider if that point is to get it to Mizbeach? Why is halacha in the wrong direction even? Why is it even getting anything? Why is that even an avoda?
I mean, yeah, because the Rama holds, like Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say that even if it's a not necessary halacha, it's also going to pass. It's called a halacha. So Rama says, you're right, Chaim says, it's a halacha. And therefore, if the Zar does it, it's going to passel it. But that's where the Zar passels the Avodah. But here, by Halacha Shalai B'Regel, there's no psul in the Avodah. The whole psul only is that you lost the opportunity. Well, going the wrong direction is never losing the opportunity. So therefore, even if you hold, going towards the Mizbeach is a losing opportunity and you cannot redo it, but if you go in the wrong direction, it's not losing the opportunity, so therefore you can hold both shittas. You can hold that going the wrong direction by Lach Shalei Beregel, even if you hold Lach Shalei Beregel, you lost the opportunity, going the wrong direction is going to be okay. Mashein Kein, generally going the wrong direction, is not going to be okay, and therefore the Rambam is not a steer. Understand this more? Makes a lot of sense. Let's read inside. What? Where am I basing it on? Because you all said it. You all said a lachash lebregel is losing. What? Correct. You know, but the point is like this. If you hold a lachash lebregel, we hold a lachash lebregel is no good, right? So what's the pshat? It's not a halacha.
Right?
Now, there's a machloikis, even if it's not a halacha, halacha was not done. Could you redo it or not? So we hold, you could redo it. But the others that say, you cannot redo it. Why not? It's not a halacha, why can't I redo it? I never did a halacha, why can't I redo it? The svar must be, because you missed the opportunity. Once you brought it to Mizbeach, you missed the opportunity, you cannot redo an opportunity lost. So, direction, you never missed the opportunity. Masha'in Kain, halacha bizarre. It's not that I missed the opportunity. It's not that I didn't do the avoda. The avoda wasn't done. It's a possible avoda. So possible avoda in the wrong direction. Possible avoda. It depends. The source of everything is the difference between zar and shalai beregel. One is like you all said. One is it's a possible avoda, and one is I never did the halacha. But it plays itself out if you hold that halacha shalai beregel is no good. That's where you hold, and you cannot redo it. What's the pshat? Why can I redo it? It's not pshat becomes possible. Pshat is that I lost opportunity. I never did it. Once I lost opportunity, I cannot redo the lost opportunity. That's only if I lost the opportunity. The wrong direction, I never lost the opportunity. So therefore, that's not going to possible. Mashen can halacha bizarre in the wrong direction. Of course, I did halacha in the wrong direction. It's not going to work. Beautiful Reb Chaim pshat over here. Does Rav and Aleph? Where are we?
By the star, on the bottom.
Yeah, Halicha Zar, Beregel.
Why does Rashi even have to say that? Why is Rashi ending in Beregel?
Because he wants to say that Shalei Beregel. Yeah, he wants to say, exactly. He wants to say Shalei Beregel, you wouldn't have all these problems. Correct. Then it's not a lost opportunity. That's exactly what Rambam says. Yeah, beautiful. Look over here in the 7. Urufiz Arem Yushevin Hetev Shitas Rambam. The Rambam holds, last page. The Rambam holds like the Rabbanim. Halacha in the wrong direction is halacha. I have to the Gemara say that going the opposite direction, halacha shalei beregel is no good, and the opposite direction is still okay. That even though halacha shalei beregel is not halacha, the gam halacha shalei beregel yev shletkunei must be. You lost the opportunity. Skip that part. He brings a raya, he says, the fact, nishbach, he said, is also not a halacha. Correct? And still, you lost the opportunity. So you see, the fact that it got there, it's not pshat, it's a psul, nishbach, it spills. There's no halacha over there. But the fact that it got to the mizbech means you mevatel the halacha. You don't need a psul in the halacha. You need that, at the end of the day, I cannot do halacha. That's, I lost the opportunity, if shalit kunei. Vimkein arelo shayich zois, rak boelicha klap ipnim, de nizkar ve damal esberg, umiet baal chosoi. Mashiim boelicha klap ipchutz, de no nizkar ve esberg, vader amarochem esberg, ein kal bitul avedis halacha. You're not mevatel the halacha. Vimkein mele, lekker vizim kuzon, klam halacha shalit regal shosa. That's why, even if you hold the halacha shalit regal is no good, and you cannot fix it, but that's not called a bitul. That makes sense. And that's what Rambam says. In the Chiddush Agid, he basically just quotes, you can look in yourself, he just quotes the Reb Chaim, and he says that's what he says over here in the Sugya. So what do we learn? Bottom line, what do we learn? Last week we did Nishbach Tudim and Nishbach Kabbalah. Beautiful. This week we're doing Halacha. What's Halacha? So basically we saw that Halacha is one of the Dalet Avodos. It has to be done by a Kohen. Halacha Bizar is no good. Not only Halacha Bizar is no good, the Rambam paskins that if a Tzar did the Halacha, you're finished. The Rambam also paskins that even if you went the wrong direction, it's also no good. Why? Because he passed the avoda, and therefore the Tzar, they went the wrong direction, it's halacha, it's no good. Then there's another halacha in halacha that means that sometimes it's not done correctly, but it doesn't. It only passes it because the halacha wasn't done yet. That's a shot. You didn't do a proper halacha yet. So therefore we paskin efshelet kunei. We paskin efshelet kunei. It happens to be, even if you would hold, Yevshlit Kunei, which means Alocha Shlei Beregel, it was not done properly, and you cannot do it anymore, but that's only if you went the direction where you're Mavatul Davayda Alocha. But if you went in the wrong direction, then everybody would agree that's not Mavatul Alocha, because the whole Psul over here was never really Psul. The Psul was Shlei Beregel, was just that it's not, Alocha wasn't quite done yet. So there's two psulim in halacha. One is a real psul, like zar and machshava, and then there's another psul in halacha, which is that halacha wasn't properly done yet, efshelet kunei, and even if you hold efshelet kunei, the wrong direction will not change it, because that psul is only that halacha wasn't done yet, you have to do it properly. So that's the two concepts in halacha. Okay, next week we'll do pigul and zrika.